From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Several nurses gathered outside St. Joseph's Hospital Monday, sharing demands that they have surrounding workplace safety with the media. They say six nurses have been assaulted in the past 2 weeks, and the nurses' union describes the rise of violence as an epidemic. Among five demands laid out by the nurses, according to Lost Coast Outpost, full implementation of a workplace violence plan that is developed with the active participation of bedside registered nurses, paid leave for time after an assault takes place, employer-paid counseling for nurses experiencing emotional trauma, the renewal of the RN Workplace Injury Insurance Program, and annual training when, quote, new hazards are identified. After more than 3 years in the planning stages, Humboldt County is now finalizing plans to buy three properties on the 1,000 block of 4th Street, tear them down, and then turn the properties into a parking lot. The lot, as it's laid out, would provide about 35 spaces, according to Lost Coast Outpost. The Board of Supervisors meeting and is scheduled to move forward with the purchase today. It would give Public Works Director Tom Mattson authority to sign a property purchase agreement for three parcels at a price of $911,500. That is the exact amount of an appraisal the county received for those parcels back in June of 2017. An armed felon under arrest in Arcata on Monday. Officers with the Arcata PD conducted an enforcement bicycle stop on the 1700 block of Alliance Road. There they found 22-year-old Stephen Ray Noble of Arcata. He is on active formal probation for assault with a deadly weapon. During the follow-up investigation, Noble was found to be in possession of a loaded firearm with an obliterated serial number. Also, he was in possession of a small amount of methamphetamine, according to authorities. Well, Coast Guard cutter Barracuda recently commemorated the 66th anniversary of the Korean War armistice. With members from the Korean War Veterans Association Chapter 176 aboard, Barracuda held a wreath-laying ceremony 3 nautical miles offshore from Humboldt Bay. The ceremony included reading the names of several Humboldt natives who perished during the Korean War. A list of names were read, each name followed by the ringing of the ship's bell, and a wreath was laid in the water while the ship's company observed silence. A Coast Guard auxiliary chaplain delivered a benediction for Korean War veterans who were in attendance at the event. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.